That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your Heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wild flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, He will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat, what will we drink, what will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
This is the Message translation. If you decide for God, living a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at meal times or whether the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There is far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God. And you count far more to Him than birds. Has anyone, by fussing in front of the mirror, ever got taller by so much as an inch? All this time and money wasted on fashion, do you think it makes that much difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields and look at the wild flowers. They never primp or shop, but have you ever seen colour and design quite like it? The 10 best-dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside them. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wild flowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think He'll attend to you, take pride in you, do His best for you? What I'm trying to do here is get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way He fusses over people who don't know God and the way He works fuss over these things. But you know both God and how He works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes.
I'm hoping there'll be time for two or three of the other versions of that passage to be read afterwards, but I'm going to share a few thoughts with you now. I wonder what word we would use for the opposite of worry. If these are all the things that weigh us down, all the things that worry us, what word might we use for the opposite of worry? I'm sorry? Peace. That's the one I was hoping you were going to come up with. Brilliant, thank you. I think that's the best word for the opposite state to the state of being worried. And that peace is something that Jesus actually promised to give us. If you read in John's Gospel, he said, I give you peace. A kind of peace that only I can give. It isn't like the peace that the world can give. So don't be worried or afraid. That's what Jesus said to us. And I think it's really important for us to remember that Jesus doesn't tell us to do difficult things without also enabling us to do those difficult things. And he does ask us to do some really difficult things, doesn't he? Lay down your life. Pick up your cross. Don't worry. They're really hard things to do. Because just saying don't worry is kind of useless, isn't it? Just saying don't worry doesn't really help. Have you ever tried this, or have you ever had this done to you? Have you ever seen this situation? I'm so worried. I'm so, so worried.
Paul, don't worry.
Thank you. Don't worry. That's so much better. Said nobody ever. It just doesn't work like that, does it? Just saying, thank you, David. I asked David to do that, obviously. But just saying, don't worry, to somebody that's really worried, doesn't really help. It doesn't really take away any of this stuff. But Jesus doesn't just say, don't worry. He says, come to me and I'll give you peace. And that's a really different thing. I can't give you peace. You can't give me peace. But Jesus can. And he longs to. So what does that actually look like? If Jesus is giving us peace, what does it look like? I wonder what picture that word conjures up in your mind. If somebody says peace, what's the first... I'm not asking a rhetorical question, but what's the first thing that comes into your mind? Maybe a desert beach at sunset. Or a comfy bed and a duvet. Or a relaxed conversation with a really close, trusted friend. Or maybe a crowd of hippies carrying Ban the Bomb banners or something like that. I don't know. Or some situation where there just isn't any pressure, any risk, any challenge. Is that what comes to mind when you hear the word peace? I know this is the listening zone, but we're going to make it the watching zone as well for a few minutes. I want us to do what Jesus said and look at the birds. And I'm going to show you a video clip, but because it's over quite quickly and because it's a little difficult to make out what's going on, I'm going to tell you what you're about to see. What you're about to see is a mother duck and a little string of ducklings, 6 or 8 ducklings, crossing a road. And it's not just any road, I think it's in America, and it's one of those multi-lane interstate highways. Just watch this. You see them? They're all okay, folks. They're all right. Ooh, one or two of them got blown around, but they're okay. You watch this truck. But they're all up and running. They're all okay. Yeah, of course.
Where my sister lives in Wales, there's a lake called Roof Park, and that happened there, but it was a much such a busy highway, but it was absolutely wonderful to see these little ducks and that beloved unit going across the street with all the traffic. And that just brought it back to me.
Brilliant, thank you. I love that, because those little ducks absolutely refuse to be derailed by anything that life throws at them. Absolutely refuse to be fazed. They've got these huge iron things hammering down on them at 70 miles an hour, and effectively they're saying, well, that's not going to bother me. That's not going to trouble me, because I'm going over there, and I'm going to get there. And that is peace. That is peace. Peace isn't about being picked up. I'll come back to you in just a second, Bill. Peace isn't about being picked up out of our situations and parachuted in to some situation where there's no stress, no pressure, no threat, no nothing to worry about. Peace is being in the middle of all of that and knowing that God's there with you and that he's going to get you to the other side. That's peace. Sorry, Bill, what were you going to... That's profound, isn't it? I hadn't seen it that way, but you're absolutely right. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. For the baby ducks, it was just trusting mum, wasn't it? Which we have the same relationship. Thank you, Belle. So we're designed to have that kind of peace inside us. We're made to have a deep place inside us where our soul connects with God. And where we can know peace no matter what's going on around us, no matter what's hammering down on us. And life's full of things that will take that away. Life is full of these things that we wrote down: work deadlines, relationships, family stress, illness, interviews, finances, temptations, exams, to-do lists. And you can carry on the list all morning. The world is full of things. Life is full of things that will take that peace away. There will always be things to worry about. That's not the question, whether they will exist. The question is whether we will be worried about them or whether we'll come to Jesus for that peace that he gives. And people turn different places when worries come in. People turn different places to find their peace. For some people, they eat. Comfort food is where they go when they get stressed, when worry comes in. For some people, they drink. Or turn to other substances. Some people lose themselves in a fantasy world, and there's all sorts of different ways of doing that. Some people shop. Some people find other outlets of escaping, some of which are perfectly good in themselves, some of which aren't so good. But none of them are capable of giving you real peace inside, which can endure no matter what life throws at you. Only one place we can go to for that. I give you peace, Jesus said, the kind of peace that only I can give. It isn't like the peace that this world can give. So don't be worried or afraid. And that's Jesus. Don't settle for anything.